Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week.
So once again, the first question I'm going to ask, what's the status on Brockton Hospital?
Yeah, I mean, it's status quo. I mean, they're still working diligently to try to get it back and running. The goal is to get it up and running by the holiday season, again, based upon the materials. But everyone's working together on it with a common goal to be achieved. So I'm feeling optimistic, but it's pretty much status quo from last week when we chatted.
You also had a, speaking of buildings, you did have a groundbreaking for a new public safety building.
Phenomenal day yesterday, 5 o'clock. We had the groundbreaking for our new $98 million public safety building. It's a city block. It's from Highland Street all the way to West Elm Street. If you're familiar with the old Brockton High School on Warren Ave, it's going to be at that location here in Brockton. It's going to be one building for four departments, our police, our fire, our IT, and our BEMA, which is emergency management. So we had the kickoff yesterday. We invited some former mayors, some former city councilors. We had a great turnout, former fire chiefs, and it was awesome. It was an awesome day. I'm excited about it. And we'll be doing the ribbon cutting with the grand opening 2 years from now. It'll be summer of 2025.
All right. Now, speaking of things that are summer, of course, the summer concert series is underway along with Brockton After Dark.
Yeah, we kicked off the concert series last night. I was able to go up there and sing a song with Billy Kutu and his band. And the first night, it's up at Heights Crossing, which is assisted living on Christie's Way, on the west side, close to Route 24 in the Westgate Mall. It's just a great venue, and it was packed. A little hot, but they had refreshments. They had lemonade. They had some iced tea. They had some water and great music. It's 6 to 8. It's going to be every Wednesday night again at Heights Crossing. It's the Mayor's Summer Concert Series. And we're also doing the Summer After Dark program, the Mayor-sponsored Summer After Dark program. It's a lot of sports and extracurricular and some drama up at Brockton High School. And it's been great. It's been packed with kids and try to keep some of the kids busy this summer with really great athletic endeavors and free swimming lessons at the pool up there. And it's all hands on deck, Dan, but it's a great time to be in the City of Champions.
Now, speaking of activities, any upcoming flag raisings?
You know, we actually had the honor of the Cameroonian flag raising last week. And yesterday, I hosted royalty. I had the King and Queen of Cameroon come to visit City Hall. They were in Washington, D.C., and they came to Massachusetts, and they came here with about 25 of their entourage, their dignitaries and delegation, and it was just unbelievable. It truly was. And, you know, we don't have a large Cameroonian population right now in Brockton because we have a large Cape Verdean and Haitian population. But my whole mantra is the city is made up of wonderful diversity, and it's a welcoming, inclusive city. So I was honored to meet the King and Queen, and it was just a special day in the City of Champs.
Now, you also had a deer rescue in the city not that long ago.
We did. And, that was a collaborative approach with our fire department, our police department, our DPW department. And I want to thank Brian Nardelli, who is the wonderful fire chief we have here in the city of Brockton. And it was a little scary, to be honest with you, but everybody worked together. And the good news is they were able to rescue the deer, and the deer ran away safe and sound. So, again, it took a lot of time, a lot of effort, but they achieved what they wanted to do.
Certainly something to fawn over.
There you go.
Now, just a quick question. Any bears in the city?
You know, it's honest to God. We did not have any sightings as of yet. We had the big one last year sighted, but right on the neighboring community, West Bridgewater, there was a spotting earlier in the week. So I know literally the black bear population is migrating down this part of the Commonwealth. And, you know, we are working with our animal control to monitor with neighboring communities as well. But as of yet this summer, we have not had a confirmed sighting in the city of Brockton.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Stay cool and have a great day.
Thank you as well.